This is New England Public Radio. Western Massachusetts officials have long felt ignored by the State House. Will a bill to shine a light on rural towns change that? I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Matt Murphy with the State House News Service on the line. Thanks for being with us, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Among all the other big headlines last week, including an education bill that we'll get to, a group created by the legislature 4 years ago released a rural policy plan. Matt, do you get the feeling that lawmakers addressed some of the unique struggles these communities feel?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how much traction this report will gain in the legislature. As you said, this four-year-old advisory commission published what they're calling the Rural Policy Plan, and it's a comprehensive look at both the troubles and challenges facing rural communities across Massachusetts, which they're defining as, you know, communities with less than 500 people per square mile, about 170 of these communities across the state. And this report looks at both their population growth challenges with population on the decline, what that's doing to schools, as well as state funding formulas and how that impacts them. So this report, over 100 recommendations, and among their big priorities is the establishment of a new office that would be in the executive branch under the Secretary of Housing and Economic Development that would focus exclusively on rural policy. And they're looking for updates to state funding formulas so that programs and grants accurately account for the challenges and expenses that rural communities face. Also recommending that they get support from the state and figure out ways to regionalize services and look at ways that other states might be using to get people to move to some of these communities and bring jobs and businesses there. If you look at places like Vermont, where they're offering, $10,000 over 2 years if you'll move to Vermont and work remotely. So all of these on the table, but there is a piece of legislation filed by Rep. Paul Mark of Peru that would create this new Office of Rural Policy, and there is some hope that that will gain some traction this session.
It took 8 hours of debate, but the Senate passed an education funding bill. It was designed to put new revenues into K-12 public schools over 7 years. What are the big takeaways from that debate and the unanimous vote?
Yeah, I mean, the unanimous vote, important facet of what happened on Thursday in this debate. Obviously, the lead-up got a little turbulent when the governor published some numbers that gave a snapshot of what districts might expect from this bill. The legislative leaders took umbrage to some of the numbers in this. They said it's a little more complicated than the picture the governor was painting. But, you know, bottom line is this bill that passed unanimously is going to pump probably over $2 billion of new money into public education across the state. And every community, from the cities like Springfield and Holyoke to the smaller communities in Western Mass and on the Cape, will all be getting at least some additional money that they wouldn't be getting without a change to the funding formula. So the fact that this passed unanimously in the Senate and now moves to the House, where they had co-wrote this bill, probably bodes well for moving it forward. Now we'll see where the animosity goes between legislative leaders and Governor Charlie Baker, who's yet to really stake out a position on this bill.
Do we know about where those revenues for the school funding are supposed to be coming from? I mean, the state did see a slight dip in tax revenues last month.
They did, and that is a concern for some. This bill does not have a funding mechanism. Leaders have said no new taxes are required. What this is essentially a commitment from the legislature to pay for it, to make room in their annual state budgets to fund this new formula. It's similar to the way they did it in 1993, where they just committed themselves to doing it, and then every year as they developed their budgets, they had to adhere to this funding formula. But as some economic experts look forward and see potential decline in economic growth, maybe even a recession on the horizon, there is some concern about whether or not this will be affordable long term.
Matt Murphy, reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. It's also a podcast. You can subscribe at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio. We'll be right back.